Pantos are all about families and fun and tradition. Just ask Carrie Norris, director of this year's Royal Canadian Theatre Company offering, Knotted, Rapunzel's Story. The show, which opens December 20th at Surrey Arts Centre, is the latest in a growing number of pantomimes involving Norris, husband Stephen Elchishen, and their kids. There's even romance involved. I directed 4 pantos, now for Royal Canadian, I think, after taking over from Ellie, King, company founder. Norris reported, "My husband and I are coming up on 22 years married, and we got engaged when I did my first panto with Ellie and her late husband, Jeff. We met doing a show, and of course you're never supposed to have a showmance, but we did, and it seems to have worked out. When we were dating, I auditioned for the panto and we were both involved in the show. He proposed before Christmas, and ever since it's been part of our life together." Surrey resident Jodi Aguinaldo stars as Rapunzel in Knotted, a Royal Canadian Theatre Company pantomime staged in Surrey starting Friday, December 20th. Contributed photo. This week, dozens of cast, crew and assorted family members are busy preparing Knotted for a holiday run that includes shows in Surrey and New Westminster. Promised is a production filled with groan-worthy puns, sing-along songs and slapstick action, in traditional British pantomime style. Crystal Weltzen, who plays Pixie Princess and is the GM of Royal Canadian, wrote the panto's original script, which riffs on Disney's Tangled fairy tale with new music by Argel Monte de Ramos and choreography by company newcomer Ilya Muji. Dame Frau Fringe is played by Elchishen alongside other main characters including Rapunzel, Jodi Aguinaldo, Larry, Curly and Moe, Armin Hassania, Gabriel Drake, Avery Taylor, Demon Dreadful, Michael Widman, Buzz, Seth Shawton, Hair Brush, Madison Willoughby, Princeton, Abigail Walkner, Teacher, Tiffany Chan, Braids, Hope Evans, and other actors, with a large ensemble. "We're gratified to have a whole bunch of new people join the cast, and we're back up to about 28 people," Norris explained. "COVID really restricted how many people we could have in the cast. This year, lots of young people joined the show who were like, 'Oh, we've seen your pantos and knew we wanted to come and be involved.'" A former cast member was saying that right now there's just magic happening with this combination of people involved in this show. "I'm excited for people to see it because I always feel that, because I love the work that everybody does, but to have someone outside come and say that was like, okay, other people are seeing this magic too." Many people involved are doing double duty, both on stage and off, to bring Knotted to the stage, starting in September at Royal Canadian's rehearsal space in Wally, not far from the BC Lions football training facility. "Having a space to rehearse in is so important when you don't have your own theater," Norris said. "It's given the company stability. We're not bouncing around to different locations. It's a home for us. And you know, Pivot Theater lost access to their space, so we've arranged for them to rent on a very low-cost basis. You know, when we're not rehearsing, why not support another group that's doing great art in Surrey? They were in a tight spot. We figured it out and we're really excited about the work that they're doing in the community as well. In theater there's space for everybody and we should be all lending each other a hand." Knotted tours to Surrey Arts Centre's main stage, December 20th-22, Deck 26-29, and Massey Theatre in New Westminster, Jan. 3-5, with relaxed performances for audience members with intellectual, behavioral and other challenges, on December 28, 6:30 p.m., and January 4, ditto. Show and ticket details are posted on rctheaterco.com, or call 604-501-5566 for the Surrey box office. Royal Canadian is excited to present more accessible options this year, thanks to a community prosperity grant from Surrey Cares. ASL, American Sign Language, interpretation will be done at both relaxed performances. Also, a theater education assistant has worked to provide guidance and one-to-one assistance to children who want, or need, support during rehearsals and performances. For Knotted's relaxed shows, technical adjustments are made, brighter lights, lower sound volume, actors come out at the beginning of the show to introduce themselves to ease any anxiety and explain anything scary, and tickets are half-priced. The show is coming together with some great talent on stage, according to Norris. With The Tangled Story, we started with that seed of inspiration because we really loved how spunky and self-sufficient and curious the character in that version of Rapunzel is, and that's something that we really love for the princess kind of character in our pantos, she said. We have the amazing Jodi Aguinaldo, who has been that principal girl for us for a number of years, with this incredible voice, and she just has that natural spunk and character to her. Sadly, Norris says her own family isn't as involved this year, due to other commitments, but there's still time. We've always done this show together, but this is a strange year because our daughter is off at university on the island, so she is not doing the show this year. And my youngest daughter is the assistant choreographer this year because she has all kinds of dance competitions, so being in the show was complicated. It feels a little strange for all four of us not to be heavily involved all together all the time in this. But last night my eldest just came home on the ferry from her last final exam at UVIC and she's like, okay, on Sunday I'm coming to rehearsal, what can I do to help? Everybody comes together, so it's our tradition and I know it's a tradition for a lot of our audiences, too, to go to a panto at Christmas time.